Did you ever, when you ate meat and you didn't cook it right, it tasted what? It tasted, pork had a tendency to taste.
Well, it'd be greasy.
Greasy. But, now when you cut them, tell me when you kill a hog, tell me all about how you always kill them. Do you remember killing when you
cut them? Yes, sir. I killed lots of them.
You cut it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you cut the beef, the side of the hog, what'd you call that?
Side of the hog, you called it the middle. Ham, shoulders, backbones.
Do you buy meat cut, kind of meat you buy sliced and eat with your eggs?
Bacon?
And you gotta kind of get the edge of the bacon that you have to cut off before you slice it?
No.
All of what? The outside part of the bacon?
I don't know, the rind, I guess. Or skin. That's what you think about, the rind of skin. Well, my wife buys it already sliced and it's already got the rind off now.
But when you kill them, tell me all about that.
Mm-hmm. You just kill them as a rule, like shoot them with 22. Stick it, bleed it. Dunk him in the hot water, scald it, scrape it. Open him up, take his entrails out, let him chill out good, and start cutting him up just your typical way you cut up a hog today.
You stuck him with a what?
With a knife.
Now, what were you made out of meat?
The meat?
Yeah.
Okay, you go up with sausage. Hams, and you call them middlings. Now that was your side meat and your bacon all together. And we called them shoulders, joes, the head we didn't use.
Did you ever make anything out of the meat from the head?
When I was a little boy, my aunt did. She made some of this on pig. South, I think they call it. And she liked to kill my daddy, she poisoned him, so. And three or four more of the neighbors, and that ended up the South business during my lifetime. She made it up in a zinc tub.
Ooh. Good. Racist. We never make anything out of liver by cooking it up and grinding?
Uh-uh. Right. Now, that liver cheese, that's a North Carolina dish now. We ain't never had that down here.
Yeah. What about, did they ever take the hog blood?
That's some more of that North Carolina stuff up there. That. Did y'all eat persimmon pudding down there in Georgia?
No.
Now, up there where she's from, them folks take on old persimmon pudding.
They do? The kind of, you don't kill the hogs on a warm day, though, you kill them?
No, you got to kill them on a cold day. So you got to have 3 or 4 days of good chilling weather to chill that meat clear into the bone before we keep it.
Yeah.
And then get plenty of salt in on it.
Ram it down the bone.
Mm-hmm. Right, get the water out.
Now, suppose you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good.
That'd have rancid.
Started smelling what? How does it smell?
Well, they said rancid. It was what word we used. Strong.
Stout.
Yeah, we used stout.